Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Green Millennials. We're back for part two.
Good evening, Millennials. We're about to continue where we left off.
Yeah. But just to remind you guys why we're having this episode today, Pufana, you want to tell them you are Dr. Oz. Man. This man's been promoted.
I reject that title. But I think what we're going to cover on the show today might be a number of issues, but there's obviously a lot more out there that I think men are experiencing and women are experiencing in relation to men when it comes to sex. So using our hashtag that we spoke about earlier, being hashtag Let's Talk About It, either on the comment section on Twitter, or wherever on social media, engage with us, and there are a lot of things we might not cover, but use that platform now to explore and expand, right? And before we ended part one, Lance asked a question. I don't know if I know repeated.
No, I was just asking, what length would you go to please your girl? You were saying, outside, when we're in there and being intimate, everything goes. So you're elaborating on that point.
Yeah, so I think I'm more comfortable with myself when it comes to that. So I think you leave all the awkwardness and inhibitions at the door, and the goal is to satisfy your partner and to teach your person how to satisfy you, because we said earlier there's different strokes for different folks. So what a previous person has experienced and what a man likes might not be what you like, right? So either before you get intimate, or during or after, I think avoid during because that's always awkward. But you need to be able to share with them what you like and what you enjoy. And so for me, I think I'm not shy to say what I like, and I'm not shy to consider what the other person like. Obviously, nothing like crazy, like something up my ass or anything like that. But yeah, anything else, like you'll try it. You?
Okay. I think we're moving too fast. Because I need you guys to help me, man.
Yeah.
I need to get laid.
my man.
You guys have advised me so far in terms of we're there on the couch and so forth. So I want us to move step by step to eventually when I'm in the bedroom with her or whatever. So back to the scenario where we're the couch and everything else, then you said, let's make sure I'm sitting close to her where she can feel my breath on her face and whatever. And so now we're kissing. All right? We are kissing. Now we're kissing. My man is up and everything. And yeah. What do I do then? Do I just pick her to the... What happens? Do we do it right there? What happens?
So I think... comfortability again, but also if you're kissing, what do you want to happen? Because you can't just be like, you can't just be piss going down, my boy. As much as the excitement is there and everything, you can still be, you need to continue with the foreplay, foreplay steps and steps. Get her body to actually want you. Body to long for you. As much as her mind right now, in her mind, she knows that this. She wants to do this with you. Now you need to convince her body as well.
Right? How do I do that? Do I just kiss her on a boob? Do I grab a boob?
So this is...
What happens?
This comes back to what we spoke about earlier, different strokes for different folks, and how Bafana said what you might have done before won't work for her. So you need to listen, but also trust your experience, As much as it works differently for different people, you also need to trust your experience. If you kiss her in the neck and she reacts well,
You go with it.
If you kiss her on the neck and it's like, she's not giving a response, move on to something else that you might know.
So, okay, I hear you there. So, I would try that. So, this other time, in one of the times I came close to, I thought every girl loved to have a nigga go down on them and everything else. There I was. Ready and everything else. I'm like, I'm gonna eat her pussy up and whatever. Then as I'm there, she tells me, nah. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Teaser.
I'm like, okay, like, I thought this was like when they mean foreplay. Because when mostly like some like no, inexperienced thing is like myself, when you think of foreplay, we think like it's all about like maybe even the main thing is to go down and chow that pussy.
So I don't think foreplay is just about cunnilingus, you know, it cannot just be about the cunnilingus. There's a lot of things to it. I mean, what if her foreplay, whatever turns her on, is you sucking her toes? That's something you might need to know. Or her foreplay might just be you rubbing your forefingers or scratching your fingers against her inner thigh. That might be something she likes. So you need to find out, like Pofana said, you need to find out what she likes. And it gets hard because especially if you are about to have sex for the first time.
Yeah, those, for the first time, that is like, weird.
First time, you just need to, you know, go with the flow. If she responds to it, great. If she doesn't, you move on to the next thing.
Do you guys use toys?
Toys.
I think there's room. So I think the stage of your relationship with your partner also is a big driver of what do you start introducing. Right. So you can now start using toys. I know on Twitter right now there are a lot of these Lee's vibrator items. Right?
That one is lit.
You can introduce that, but that's just like it's one of the many things you can use to introduce into your relationship. 100%. And how your sexual relationship is now might not be the same in 5 years time or even a year's time. So you slowly introduce different things to get more excited.
But also, there's also games that you can introduce, you know, not just toys per se. Like, I mean, there's a game called Monogamy, especially for people who've been in relationships for like long time. And it feels like the love life, the sex life is kind of getting like, you know, it's not as hot as it used to be. So there's a game called Monogamy out there. I'd recommend it. It's,
what happens though?
There's like different cards, you know, it's like a board game. You sit with your partner, it gives instructions as to what you should do next. So it's like it builds up, you know, during the day what you and your partner are doing. It'll tell you like, no, give your partner a compliment, or no, give your partner this. You know, starts with the simpler things, you know, kiss your partner on the neck, you know. Then it starts moving on, you know. Remove your partner's bra with your teeth, whatever the case is. And then it moves on to things like, so now you're here and your partner needs to feel how she tastes. Yeah. So let your partner sit on your face. Then while the juices are still running through your, you know, all over your face, kiss your partner. Such things that really get you. And trust me, by the time you finish playing that game, man, oh man.
It's on.
Man, oh man.
But then, I mean...
Man, oh man.
We talk about, like, how we want women to be able, or rather men should be able to learn how different women are and how they respond. So, but let's also involve women in this conversation, right? What should they be aware of? So what should men be telling women in when it comes to sex? So what are things that we want women to know?
I think the first thing that women should need to know is that, as guys, as much as we be out there acting like we know everything, we know Jack. Number one, not Jack Zero, but a woman is more likely to know her own body than I would know.
Yeah.
So sometimes she might need to teach me, because in any way, how would I know how to please you if you yourself don't know how to please yourself?
Yeah.
You know?
You could have had years of experience, but you never experienced with her.
Exactly. So also they need to know that as men, we are shy. We act, look, right now I'll be like, yeah, I got this. But... sometimes we get shy to try certain things until I'm comfortable with you, of course, because I might have something I want to try with you.
Okay.
But then you need to know, sometimes it helps for the women not to be timid in a relationship or when we're having sex, to actually, you know, guide me as well. Not that I know some people like, no, a man needs to take charge, a man needs to do that. But now if you're going to be like, a man needs to take charge, and then you complain afterwards and say, this man doesn't know what he's doing. So what's the whole point of letting him take charge if you're just going to complain about how he doesn't know what he's doing?
So I would like to say grapefruit to the ladies. So grapefruit, if you don't know what it is, there's a movie there where the ghost trip, I think it is. Grapefruit. Yes.
What happens with the grapefruit?
Explain it.
The grapefruit is about, we're talking about also informing the ladies here. So it's about how to give a guy head, basically. Okay. Like I had this, like, these niggas who've been bitten and that is really painful.
Unpack that.
Remember, like, when a guy is erect, his whole blood is rushing there and so forth. So, like, if you give the wrong head and you bite him, oh my word, or he feels like...
How does the grapefruit help then?
So the grapefruit, just ladies just watch Girls Trip, so it's like...
So you wanna demonstrate.
Like, so you see, like, you take, so let me, so you know a grapefruit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take a grapefruit and let's just say you can put a piece of wood or whatever
banana
through it. Yeah, just like, just, you know that whole motion when you, yeah, when you...
So you just...
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's basically to teach them that. But I think another thing is, I don't know, like, if you guys have maybe experienced that, like, I mean, the whole teeth thing, I know it's quite an issue. Like, do you guys teach your girls, like, this is how you give head? Or...
Yeah, I was about to ask as well, maybe if I can enlighten us, like, if you know that your girl is not really, you know, performing to expectation when giving you head, what... Do you, like, guide her, or, you know, let her know that, you know what, you could do it better like this, you know?
I think as a...
teabag me, you know?
I think as a principle.
What is teabag, man? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before we get into
it. I don't think I know that term.
What is teabag?
Man, this is... I just keep it
teasing. No. Come on, man.
No, I think a teabag is the act, you know, where a girl would just take your balls and put it in your mouth while yanking your chef.
Oh,
you know, teabag. So like, there's a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of things that they could try. So, but what would you in that instance try?
Do you enjoy that shit?
Oh man, I love that shit.
You love it.
So,
girls, you need to know now. If you have any chance of getting with this,
like,
man.
Do y'all niggas enjoy, like, when, even the finger up your asshole?
No. Sometimes you need to draw the line.
Right. So nothing up your butt?
No, nothing up my butt.
Okay, let's have it stay there.
I can, put my tongue up yours, but nothing up mine. No.
So you eat ass, as the kids would say.
If it pleases you.
Okay.
No, so, I hear you, right?
But no, wait, before you continue, he needs to answer the question. You can't just leave it hanging, he needs to...
No, as a principle, I mean, it's been a recurring theme throughout the show so far. You have to get your partner at the level of satisfaction that you require. So, I mean, if something is not happening the right way, and you must also note the sensitivity when it comes to sex, right? So maybe not, don't do it during, but before, you can be like... And also, the power of communicating sensitive things is quite important. So you acknowledge what you enjoyed about what they did, right? That you immediately just boost the conversation. And then you speak to how it could be better improved. And you close off with how you like something else as well. So you just get them to the point of what you enjoy. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is... She's going to lose confidence, because when she sees you not enjoying something, you're going to just write her off, and she doesn't learn, and God knows you don't want her to learn somewhere else,
but,
and you don't want to start getting that somewhere else. So,
are you in a relationship and everybody's angry?
Like, would you, okay, have ladies ever told you that, or any of you guys that, like, what they liked about the sex?
Oh, yeah.
You prompted.
Where you can improve.
Everyone is sensitive about it. Yeah, like, everyone is, guys and girls, sensitive. But
guys would also like to hear.
Everyone would like to know what works for their partner.
I think as well, for ladies to be able to tell you that, you need to be open. You know, you don't have to come off as I know everything. So there's nothing you can teach me. You need to have that level of communication with your partner. So don't be.
Some people take it too hard.
Exactly. When your partner says, no, you can do this better, don't be like, she thinks I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
Of course she thinks that, because she's not feeling you. So don't think it's something like an attack against you. It's just maybe her trying to say that we can have better sex if we do this
Yo,
way.
I just remembered, like, as you say that, like, in terms of communicating to each other as partners. So there's... Like, there's another nigga, like, he said, he was going down.
You've got a lot of niggas.
There's a lot of niggas.
There's a lot of niggas, but
yeah. So he was going down on the girl, right? As was trying to go down, then, hey, man, it wasn't smelling so good down there.
Oof.
So,
oof.
Like, he said, he just made up an excuse not to continue with the sex, but didn't tell the girl. Like, do you tell a girl, like, yo, what do you do? How do you tell them after? Like, because he was going, like, he was there, like, he was.
That's why you need to go down with a technique. Don't just go straight down. You need to go down.
What's the technique?
You need to go down. When you get there and you realize now something's messed up,
you go back.
Just go down the lane. Don't put yourself in a position where you seem like you humiliate.
Like you were going there and then you retracted.
Then that will make you seem like you're humiliating someone. Mm. Don't be that person. Just, you know, be strategic about this thing.
Okay.
So when you do get there and you realize, man, oh man, just, you know.
But also let's emphasize the hygiene element to it. I mean, I think, guys, please take care of your private parts. There's a number of sprays and soaps and gels to take care. Make sure you're smelling fresh for guys and girls. So just do that and before,
Also, it's always great to have someone who does take care of themselves, but in a case where they don't. I'd be lying to say, you know, I'd know how to deal with such a situation. I'd also wanna learn as to how you know to deal with that situation.
So from my understanding, viewers, please comment, correct me. Like, a girl can be the cleanest girl, whatever, and so forth, and can take care. Because remember, the smell is also, it's about a pH balance, basically. Mm-hmm. So if the pH is not balanced, like, it's to a certain extent, a lady does not always have control. So that's why sometimes they can get, like, these infections from, like, you know, sharing toilet seat.
But is that a secret to them?
But in terms of smelling, remember, so it's the same, like, for example, it's the same thing, like, if you fart, you might not smell how really bad your fart is, but the other people will smell it or whatever.
Come on, right? Ken. Are you telling me if someone has such a bad condition that they could possibly not be aware of it?
Also, guys, it also gets to a point where if you know, like you said, you've heard about this, then if it gets to that point, make sure you don't humiliate the person. Maybe they do know about it and they know how bad it is, but don't make it seem like, yo, now you're out there.
How do you tell them? That's what I'm saying. How do you tell the lady?
It happens, and I think she's aware of it. And what you should just examine is, how is she with everything else? And if she is normally a cleanly person, then you will know that this is because of that. But if she's normally...
She's aware of it.
Yes.
Okay. Dangerous assumption. Lance.
How do you think would be the best way to go about it, Kat?
After the deal, tell her.
That
I don't know watch video, imply it if you don't communicate it directly. I just feel like you need to, it's the same because if it was you, she would tell you. If she would tell you, yo nigga,
no,
whatever, like, it's all about communication and improving the thing. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
So what has been your most frustrating experience during sex?
Damn.
Hmm.
So I can't answer that because I'm a virgin.
Okay, let's go to...
Frustrating could be a number of things. One of them being when you give someone guidance or feedback on what they're doing and they refuse to take it. Because I think to your point earlier is because everyone has an ego about it, and it makes it awkward when you don't take that guidance. That's frustration number one. And I think also... I don't know, I think some people just don't have sexual chemistry, in my opinion.
I think mine is just straightforward. Have you ever had an experience where you can't come? No. Try as you may.
Yeah.
Try everything, you know, all your best sex moves, and you're like, man, oh man, now it's just, you're getting tired. You're getting tired.
So it happens.
It's what happened.
It happens.
But I also know what causes such things, though.
I don't know, it could be a number of things. Is it a new person, you're just not attracted to them? Is it your partner, and maybe you are... not stressed, but you're distracted by other things that might be happening. It could be a number of things, but I think what's important is that it does happen.
But how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean,
how
you unpack.
Do you get yourself to calm, or do you just fake an orgasm? Because that's something
I've... Do guys fake it?
I've done it.
You faked it before?
Man, if you can't calm and you're tired.
Yeah.
Then you step back and be like,
I think girls don't know that some men do fake it.
No, men do fake that thing. Yeah. Some men fake it. I mean, if you're not, if it's not happening, guys, if it's not happening, you just fake it and you.
Okay, I think, and I would love the women, the females to engage with us on this.
Yeah,
so fun. When you felt, or if you were to know that your partner has faked it, how do you think that would affect you?
You see, that's the thing. Women fake it all the time. So yeah. I think men have gotten accustomed to the fact that, she came. Then you go read on Twitter that, hey, she writes something, man. Like, something like, ish, man, I just wasted my time here. Like, oof.
You think women would feel the same way if they knew that guys faked it too?
Man,
women. I think they'll be touched.
Yeah.
I really think so.
But people should talk about it. Like, you know, there's nothing that will beat you being open with your partner. And until you do that, you're not going to get everything right.
Because it's like saying you're not pretty enough, like, to a certain extent. So,
is that what you think it means, though? Or you mean to them?
Yeah, like, it has the... I would think it has the same effect. Like,
so, okay.
Yeah.
But then, okay, fine. What are your biggest turnoffs?
My biggest turnoffs? A smelly vagina.
Sure, can you up on that? Can you bring up on that?
Were you the nigga that experienced this?
Like,
I think this was you.
We need to question. Now you see the parts converge now. So we need to question, maybe are you really a virgin?
But define a turn off though. You mean turn off in what sense?
Something like, that, you know, you're going with a girl, you're like ready to do this, then something happens between her, or something about her just clicks in your brain. You're like, shh.
I don't know. I don't know if I have like a laundry list of what are specific
items. Because some people will say big feet. Some people will get turned off by big feet.
I think, let me rather put it this way. I think for me personally, I need intimacy to be part of, like, before you have sex with someone. If I don't have that attraction, be it a one-night stand, be it someone I meet, whatever, I can't get there with someone if I've never found them attractive. Or
okay, let's say you do find them attractive, and everything is ready for you. You find them attractive, then you find that one thing about them.
But what could that be?
I don't know, a mole.
Maybe I don't have
a big belly button. Whatever the case is, I don't know.
I mean, if people have it, if people have, is
okay,
that
let's
a thing?
Say, would you be turned off by someone that doesn't shave?
I mean, definitely shave, guys. Shave.
But
I mean, there's
turn,
no.
Would it turn you off to a point where now you're in bed and like, it's I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I'm a boy. You still go down.
Would you still eat her up? If
No, not like that. But you're still going to have sex, but not
but
like...
But you eat her up?
No.
Really?
Would you?
Ah, man.
You still do it?
Yeah. It's sex. It's disgusting. I'm all about life.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cat, you'd go down? Hey, no?
Nah, I need to clean...
Why are you guys so...
No, but I mean, it's different things with different people, and it's perfectly fine if, like,
no,
you know.
Yeah, I'm all about, like, also hey, I'm all about pleasing.
Mm.
So ladies nowadays prefer men that manscape. So if I'm just saying, so
do you manscape?
50-50.
I manscape.
Do you manscape?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't?
Oh, please, me, man, I'm a sex god. I manscape.
Okay. Define what sex godship is.
I'm joking. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I'm here.
Yeah, nah, it's just a joke of mine.
Yeah.
Like I said, near Papa.
Yeah.
So,
that you should, yeah.
Which celebrity do you think is a sex goddess in South Africa? Like someone that exudes, like if you get in bed, you'd be like, you know, should blow your mind off, like.
I know, so can I know you like follow a lot of celebrities? Like are they like people that entice you in that way? Like what, as in like you find them attractive or like
no,
you just feel like they
them,
blow
like,
you,
you
away?
Think like if you're to get in bed, it should blow your mind off.
Do you have someone at the top of your mind?
Yeah.
Who?
Uboiti, bruh.
Really?
Me and Boiti would be up. Hey, have you seen how thick that woman is?
But now that's just how she looks physically.
But that's like I said, I think. Something I think.
So you think she's wrong?
She's out there, the way she moves that body on stage. I think she doesn't have to be that twerk. You know, people that apparently people that twerk don't know how to lay it down proper. So I don't know. But
do you have favorite sex positions in bed? Like there's an array of them, but are there like key ones that you know? Like if I was struggling, these are the ones that just get the job done.
Yeah, but I don't think I know the names.
What? Illustrate.
I'm
what's
not
going
gonna
on?
Illustrate. Wait, like, you know,
the people want to know.
You know the one where you are hitting it from the back, but not like, but she's flat.
Oh.
That one. I know for a fact it's going to touch somewhere.
Okay.
when all fails.
Is it for you or for her? Or
for
both?
Her. For her. For her. For me. Mm. For me, I think for me. For me would be missionary.
Missionary.
Yeah, missionary.
And I think people downplay the power.
No, missionary. The thing is, missionary comes in so many variations.
Missions, yeah.
And you can do a lot with missionary. Mm-hmm. But missionary. Yo,
like, I know I'm interrupting you guys, but I just want to, you know, like, because, you know when you watch on TV, when you're watching, because yesterday I was watching the, I know it's, I'm deviating somewhat, the EP, the World Champions League final. You know these men's clinic things, right? Like, why is it that we as men ourselves like make it like what the fuck, like, you know, like if I now have a sexual problem, I probably will not communicate it because y'all niggas will probably laugh and say men clinic or whatever. Like, why do we do that? Like, it's like self hate. Like, it's like we're saying like there are no people who don't, like, if you experience that, it's not like, it's not like you choose to have a sexual problem or whatever.
Probably
it's
an ego. Yeah. An
so
ego. He's
why?
Big ass
why?
Ego.
Like why? Like
it's
why
a,
do we do this?
It's an ego thing. I mean, the same way you think it's okay to lie to your boys about how you laid it down good when you know you went in there in 20 seconds and you're out.
You were out.
It's an ego thing. So now you won't be able. Now you're thinking to yourself, like, if there was a building there that says men's clinic and people walking, you know, all across that place, would you walk into it knowing that there's a lot of people walking by? Or your friends see you walking into it? So I think it's a matter of an ego. As much as you know you need help, you just don't want people knowing that you need help.
But, like, I think at some point we need to talk about, like, men's clinic, what they do. Because I think most people, when they think men's clinic, they're thinking, this nigga cannot get it up.
And what's the issue with that? What's the issue with that? If that's what you're going through, so what? Like, let them be. I think we've, as society, we've attached so much of what it means to be a man to your ability to perform sexually. And you not mastering that or you having issues with that to a man, it's like you're incompetent.
So, because I doubt like ladies like laugh at each other like for sexual problems. Like, it's only us niggas.
What are those sexual problems that like, ladies experience?
Yeah.
Like what?
What, like, if, like, in terms of sex moves, whatever, everything else. Like, mm-hmm. Even if, like, the one, like, for example, you probably smelly the JJ. They will help each other. They will help each other. Like, it's only us men, like. So as a man, like, you feel like you deal with this problem literally alone. You can't tell a male guy, he's going to laugh at you. You can't, like, a girl, you can't for your own pride because the same thing, she'll probably laugh at you. So it's a whole lot of shit.
So it's been tough?
To deal
with those situations.
Okay.
From what I'm seeing on TV, it's definitely very tough. I mean, in the end, even when the way they show them or whatever, it is very difficult.
No, look, we've had a lot to speak about, and I think we need to conclude that even us as guys don't have all the answers to all the questions out there. But for one thing that I do think we should do is maybe within a group of friends, find people that you can confide in, and, you know, people that you can tell your problems. So maybe you're having a problem and somebody has already overcame that problem. Yeah. Maybe it's something that can help. Maybe even women, you know, mm-hmm. if maybe just find somebody you can confide in. Maybe someone else has been through your problem and they've managed to overcome that.
Let me ask you guys, to what extent has porn formed part of what you understand to be what you should do in sex?
It's a lie.
Okay.
It's a lie.
Guys, yeah, please join the conversation. We said hashtag let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, please,
and
be part of the conversation.
Yeah. So
thank you, Lance.
From my side, I just want to say, guys, in as much as we've talked about sex and everything and getting it there, consent is an issue. You need to get consent from the girl, right? She needs to agree to that, and consent, don't always mistake silence for consent.
Definitely.
Yeah, you need to get that consent, all right? And ladies, I definitely cannot wait to have the discussion where we're talking from the lady's side, because I saw it with the whole Thomas Malambo thing and the whole his dick showing on TV.
Okay.
The ladies were super excited and everything else. And ladies were like, honey, I just want to know, like...
Also, my tight head.
Why would, like, I'm confused, because some ladies will complain that it's too big, some others, whatever, but it is what it is. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment. Ignorant Millennials. We are.
Cheers.